The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Gil Alexander. Kelly's behind the glass because Fez is going to join us here momentarily. Just want to read some of the tweets. A lot of love for Bucky's from earlier in the show, Boudin Boy. Bucky's basically a roadside super Walmart. He chimed in on that. Martle J can confirm that Bucky's is superior to Wawa. Wawa has great sandwiches and build-your-own options. Every Christmas includes Bucky's, though, he says. You can't Christmas shop at Wawa. Maybe I'll send a Numbers Game jerky sampler box. Expect power ratings, though. Thank you. Appreciate that. Slick Nick 312, listening on delay, but to go back to Wes's first time at Bucky's, I hope he indulged in the delicacies of the brisket sandwich and the beaver nuggets. If you know, you know. Wow. A lot of love for it. And then Jason McKinney, I've never been to Wawa's, but Bucky's are around 74,000 square feet, barbecue and all the snacks you can imagine, including fresh baked pastries. I hate seeing them because if I stop with my Will Hill size family, I know I'm going to spend well over $200 before I get gas. My goodness, all those tweets about that one thing. And I owe you a 69 moving on now. I was concerned about the Chargers offensive line. However, I'll trust in Harbaugh. He does have more rushing yards than Bo Jackson. Yes, that is the trivia question answer. And Jason Stark, Oregon is a classic bully team. They'll lose tonight. That is Dr. Bob's phrase, bullies. Teams that beat up on the weak, but get beat by the strong. So that's how Jason Stark characterizes Oregon. Without further ado, it's time for Fezzik Fridays. Let's do it.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
He is the only two-time winner, back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day, coming off yet another contest win, which we'll talk about here. But first, before we talk about his contest, first of all, hello, good morning, Steve Fezzik.
Happy to be here, Gilly.
You can follow him at Fezzik Sports at your own peril, though. He's not very nice on Twitter. Before we get into your contest stuff, because congratulations are coming to you, you came in here with shorts. It's like 43 degrees outside. What's the story?
I like to wear cargo pants because it gives me the option to be able to go to the Caesars gym and work out, you know, and they're normal-looking pants, so I can multitask with them. However, there's a flaw. There's like six pockets in cargo pants, and I tend to be carrying a lot of pens, sometimes markers and such. And my wife let me know if there was one more instance of the markers and the pens finding their way into the dryer and the resulting horrific mess disaster, the cargo pants would be no more. And we had one more slip-up. And thus, it was like China syndrome. Out went the cargo pants.
You threw them all out?
Yeah.
Your wife has two children, your actual son and you.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Hey, how good was crack yesterday? The crack man, Thursday, thriving.
Will Hill said, throwing 102 on the corners yesterday, crack. He was on fire.
Oh, absolutely. And how about that Will Hill family single-handedly crashed the Cromwell VIP snack area, which is for adults only. 2 weeks later, they ceased operations based upon all the pretzels and trail mix and beverages that were consumed or carted out that afternoon.
All right, Steve Fezzik, congratulations are in order. You've done it again. You'll be back at Circa. This is your first of two appearances at Circa tonight.
Yes, I'm on Matt's show at 6 tonight.
So the check ceremony?
And then I'll go to the check ceremony after.
You're doing the Friday Football Invitational.
Right, so if you don't like Fezzik, you don't have to listen to Matt's show.
So you're on with humans tonight to do Football Friday Invitational. You finished ninth, a tie for ninth place in Circa Millions 7. Is this your first cashing in Circa Millions?
I was 21st 2 years ago.
How much are you getting tonight?
$70,000. Yes.
And then you won outright. Well, explain how your season went.
Charles Dickens, 'twas the best of times, 'twas the worst of times. So I sucked the entire first half of the year. And then in the aforementioned Visa, the Visa Invitational, I was in last place, and then I went 1-6, like week 5 or 6. All right. So I'm like, I don't know, 12 games below 500, and I'm a joke. The internet is exploding. Everyone's coming out. Stevie is washed up. He's donezo. He beat three of his friends in his mom's attic, you know, 30 years ago to win a contest or two. It's like he's completely washed up. And so you're scared and you're thinking that maybe you're not that young anymore. but show a little faith. There's magic in the night. I'm not the best, but I'm all right.
You're like Michael Myers sitting up and turning. That's
and
what
that's
happened.
All right tonight. Thunder Road. So I go on the run. And hey, shout out Scotty Pritchard, Jim Feist, guys that I didn't get to know early in my career, just recently. Both great guys. And both of them like came to me and said, Steve, you're really good at what you're doing. Keep your head up. Don't listen to what anyone else says. Just keep doing, you know, keep working hard and everything will be all right. And then I hit the run. And so
the run is what, a bunch of 5-0s and a bunch of 4-1s?
Yeah. So the Westgate Super Contest. Exactly. I'm 17-28. I'm in the bottom 25th percentile easily. I should be going for the booby prize. If there is one, I go 34-10-1 to end the second half. So I win the second half contest. So think about that. That's like going 4-1 on 8 weeks and breaking even 1 week. It's impossible.
That's amazing.
It's like you plug it into a binomial distribution. And it's like over the rest of my lifetime.
Binomial distribution radio, everybody.
Even if I hit 55%, I would never be able to go 34-10-1. That's insane.
And so you won the Westgate second half contest outright.
Right, but it's a mini contest, so I don't even count that as a contest win.
How much did you win for that?
50,000 plus I get a 7,500 bonus because I finished third in the last third contest also.
Okay.
So I placed in that.
50,000 plus 7,500,
yes,
you said?
Yes.
So 57,500, and this one you won how much? In
70.
70. All right. Boop, 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 boop. 127,500.
Yeah, I lost some hedges the last week.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
How many contests over the years now have you won outright? You don't want to count that one, but I'll count it for you. How many have you won?
So I won the Westgate twice,
yeah,
the main event. I won the South Point twice. I won the Leroy Money Talk. I won the Leroy's College Football contest 1 year. Asterisk. I tied for first, and we chopped it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And I've had some notable failures. The Stardust Invitational, lost in the finals. Not once, but twice. Mark Lawrence beat me in the finals 1 year, and I lost to an unknown as a monster favorite 1 year. So I haven't always gotten to the finish line, but I've had a strong record. If I get even late in the contest,
yeah.
If I'm even, I'm leaving. I'm leaving with the title, and so I did have the chip lead, if you will, in that Westgate second half contest. There's this guy Grummies. He's like a game behind me. He goes 4-1. The last 3 weeks. I need to go 12-3 to beat them. Crazy.
And you did go 12-3?
I did.
Wow. Yes. You're like the Jaguars and the Texans. You being the Jaguars in this case, in the AFC South. So wait a minute. So, okay. Clearly, you are a contest maven. You distinguish this, though. You're very clear to distinguish this from week-to-week actual betting. Explain that.
100%. This is critical. And people like, Fez, you went 34-10-1. Clearly, you can pick lots of NFL winners. Not so fast, my friend. There's a big difference between playing contest and playing against contest lines. And I do. What is that in the movie Rounders? Like Ed Norton's talking. He's like, oh, we do it all. You know, we do chip signaling.
Yeah.
You know, we do. You know, there's nobody's watching us, so we can get away with anything. And so I'm not angle shooting because the rules are the same for everyone. But like I've got other people like they're submitting their on Thursday, they'll submit one play on Thursday and then they have to lock in their other four plays. And I've made.
So you don't do that.
And I've been a strong advocate that it's almost always, you never say never, but it's almost always incorrect to do that.
Yeah.
And also the later you can play, the better. So but you don't want to play five minutes before the deadline.
You want as perfect information as you can get.
Right. But you don't want to miss a deadline.
No.
So like an hour before is good. And I'm adamant about this. Making a play in a contest is like making an implied bet on the game. So if you love a game and the line's 3 everywhere and they put 3.5 on the contest line, you cannot play in the contest -3.5. Just go bet it -3. You know, put your bet in that way. Don't bet it with your contest on the line laying the 3.5.
Don't bet your handicap is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So and so can it be distilled to all that? You are loyal or you are beholden to getting the best of the so you get the best of the stale line as almost as often as you possibly can, almost 100% of the time.
I try to assess every game Like people say, do you know what you're playing in Circa Millions? I said, I have no idea. I haven't even looked at the spreads yet. How could I know what I know what I'm going to play without the information and what they're dealing? But I try to just say, hey, at Pittsburgh plus 3.5 has a 58% chance to cover. It's a great bet. Pittsburgh plus 3, it's probably like 52.8% chance to cover. As an example,
this is the mathematical, some would say mechanical way of doing this. Now, it doesn't work every year, right?
And it's gotten so much harder. And here's why. Back 20 years ago, when I was winning all these contests, I was like one of the not many people were playing the way I'm playing.
Right.
Now, with CLV, closing line value, so important, people know it. A whole lot more people play like I do. So obviously, that makes it much harder for me to win. And back, like in our group text, I went ahead and texted everyone late in September. I said, hey, if any of us can get a good record this year, we're going to do great in millions, because everyone who's in the top 50 is a Dumbo, because none of this was working at all. You know, and I still go back. If anyone who had been, if you were in the top 100 in millions,
yeah,
and you had just called me up and say, Stevie, can you help me out with your picks? You would have won.
Yeah, but and what you mean by Dumbo is they don't apply this strategy. They're still betting their handicaps.
They're just playing their favorite games without any, pretty much willy-nilly, not paying any attention to what the spreads were.
Got it. The only time you will deviate is if you are, like, trailing by a few points late in the season, you'll deviate?
Yes, I'm going to pull back the curtain real quickly. So the deviation doesn't work usually week 18 because the line moves tend to be deadly.
Yeah.
So you don't want to wait to the very last week to go contrarian. You want to go contrarian really week 16 at the very latest week 17.
Steve Fezzik, everybody. Solid segment there. Multiple contests, winnings once again. Coming back with Fezzik. Numbers Game, VSiN, Esports Betting Network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
SharpPlays.com is in full effect. Unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting info, and alerts directly from the pros. Scan the QR code for more. SharpPlays.com. Gil Alexander with Steve Fezzik. It's part of Fezzik Fridays here on a Friday on a numbers game at VSiN. You're looking at me funny. You want to say something about that right there?
Well, you know, just want to hear the sportsbooks feared. It's hard to get the sportsbooks to fear you. You know, in history, Dr. Bob, this is when, and it was disclosed in the Wall Street Journal, what's this? The books, like, had no idea what was going on.
They had no clue at the time.
People are coming up and betting the University of Washington -6. And like, okay, you know, limit bet. And then the next guy's like, I want Washington. They're like, well, it's -6.5 now. And he's like, yeah, I want Washington, you know, limit bet. And it's like, and the books were just getting just smacked around, and they had no idea for a few weeks what the heck was going on.
Yeah, that was Dr. Bob in about 2005-ish. And since then, he has had to revamp his method of release multiple times, because then, of course, the books would subscribe, right? They would be on top of it as well. He would have to do a whole, like, staggered thing where he would it was a whole thing.
Yeah, and and I tried to bet Dr. Bob his college basketball, and for me, I don't have the right accounts. And like, so I start out, everything's going fine. I'm betting on, you know, Westgate and Circa here in Vegas. And all of a sudden, what's this? Circa's moving lightning fast, and I'm not getting it. And Westgate, what's this? $100 limit on all of my college basketball sites.
You know, the most impossible one is college football season win totals. Tanner, we get tweets beating the book. Jason Stark is a Steelers fan. He says, the man, Dr. Bob, here we go. He's on the Steelers. ANG guests and co-hosts have a tradition of picking against the Steelers. Good to hear some sanity. Excuse me. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about Kelly? Is that what you're talking about?
Was Bob on
Fairway
Steelers?
He's on the Steelers.
Yeah.
Fairway Fred, during upcoming NFL playoffs, will Kyle Shanahan screw up clock management for the umpteenth time? Over under 1.5 times. and then more of these Buc-ee's, my God. Alfalfa, guys, Buc-ee's and Wegmans, the best gas stations and grocery stores in the USA, hands down. Gotta go. Wegmans, I went to. My mom kept goading me into going, so I went. Ray in Texas, think about your absolute favorite best binge night ever. Buc-ee's is better. Don't believe me? Holler at your boy and I'll bring you to Bucky's. All right, Ray in Texas. Here's a question for you from 3JackH3131. It's a great question. Gil, can you ask Fez how much he factors look-ahead lines, if at all, and does he look more at lines with a hook versus a minus three even, for example, in order to avoid pushes?
It depends. Great question. So if I'm behind, I need wins. So I try to avoid, you know, the threes, and I look towards, you know, playing the half point lines, you know, much more. But early in the season, let's say the market line is 3.5 and I can lay minus three, or the market line's 3 and I can lay minus 2.5. If I have to choose between those two plays, I'll lay the 2.5, knowing I need a tremendous record in order to cash in these contests. If you hit 60%, that's a misnomer. People are like, I just wanted to hit 3-2 every week. Like, if you're 9-6 after 3 weeks, you're in sad shape.
Yeah.
You can't win the quarterly anymore, and your expectation has dropped significantly hitting 60%.
My line is, if you're not 60%, you don't even get to talk about it.
Yes.
That's my line. 60%, you can start talking about
it. But at what point would I be, like, content? I actually think I need 64% after 3 weeks to be happy. You know, it's like below, like, at 62%, I'm unhappy. I have negative equity. It's counterintuitive.
Steve Vezik, everybody, 56-31-3, tied for ninth for $70,000 at circa $1.7 million, and at the Westgate second half contest, which he wins it outright, 34-10-1. Good God. First place, $57,500. Care to, by the way, shout out to CoinHop and Bison Sports Cards for tying for the win in circa $1.7 million, a half point better than Sean's Dolphins.
Now, this is a great point. Because, like, I'm like Mike Mattisau. Because I'm in the industry, it's fun to talk about me having a top 10 or making a final table like they would with a Mattisau, great poker player. But the true stars, let's not take away CoinHop, was thriving the entire year, did a great job, won the tiebreak, and it's amazing that Sean and Bison were actually able to catch him and tie for first. Potato Commish, tremendous run.
Our boy Potato Commish
throughout
seventh place.
What a great comeback. What a great story. So Potato Commish was with CoinHop in first place the whole first half of the year. Faded, I believe he was slightly out of the top 10. Rallied to finish seventh and take home a really nice paycheck. Famous potatoes. Love it.
Of the eight entries that finished above you, how many of them at one point or another said, I'm ahead of Fezik?
Well, they all were ahead of...
No, how many are they openly gleeful about that, would you say?
They didn't have to be gleeful. The people who were like two games below 500 were openly ahead of Fezik. Everyone was ahead of Fezik. And the Beeson Invitational, I still go back to, like, I couldn't pick one winner. It's a miracle that, like, every week I was in last place. They started cutting people.
Oh, you know, Matt, we shortchanged you because you also won the Circa Bracket Challenge. Not the Bracket Challenge, but the NBA one you won as well.
Pretty good, because I can't name
an
NBA.
Not the Circa one, the Veasan one.
Right, can't name an NBA player. Did pretty good in that one. But like, Matt's like, he texts me. He's like, yeah, Steve, yeah, you're still in last place, but you won the tiebreak. You're still alive. And, you know, and the amazing thing, and I told him, like, I was on fire. Like, I can only imagine how I would have finished if somehow I didn't get, if Frank Carulli didn't eliminate me, you know, by one game. And so I finished 12th, like a few games above 500.
All right, Smarty Pants, ready to give us some picks for this week?
Sure.
All right.
One of them's going to win. Okay. Guarantee it, or I'll buy you a drink at Peter Luger's. See you, sir.
You're going to wear a better outfit to the Czech presentation tonight? You gonna dress up for that?
Maybe I'll win my undeserved blazer.
Oh no!
That I've never worn.
Oh no!
The story is Greg Jones wins the Survivor, and I was an investor.
Oh look, you're on the. Yeah, I know. And then you got a jacket.
Well, the tailor came up and measured me, and I'm like, this is complimentary. And when he's all done after spending 8 minutes with me getting my inseams and the like, he's like, okay, will that be a credit card? And I didn't want to look. So,
that's right. You got roped into it.
And I didn't want to look super cheap.
Right.
So I'm like, all right.
Can't have that.
Yes.
You cheap? Never. You're on the Steelers too?
Steelers plus +3. You
did
know.
Did you aggregate this from Bob?
Of course. I always listen to Dr. Bob.
Okay.
All right. So, but I will go as far as to say the one thing I try to give a handicap nobody else is talking about.
Okay.
You've got three teams in lovely weather cities, Houston and LA. Dome teams. All right. I know you can get wet inside in LA. Whatever. It's a dome. And they're all playing in the elements. And so if you bet against the Rams and the Chargers and the Texans, I think those would all be sides you should be looking towards. No one ever talks about that. But I mean, I know it's not minus 20 degree wind chill or anything, but it's a factor.
Yeah, we brought it up. And the weather will be most a factor in Chicago, but both of those teams used to playing in those types of conditions.
Warmer in Chicago today than in Las Vegas, but it won't be.
Yeah, not
it won't be this weekend where it's going to be wind gusts and nasty. And I did play longest field goal under 49.5. Long gone line, though.
Longest field goal under 49.5, but long gone.
That's my go-to on a windy, gusty day. Obviously, the balls are so much better, you know, that it's much more difficult. By the way, great segment on field goal kicking. ANG.
Oh, numbers.
Cutting edge.
It's our quirkiest annual tradition. Cutting edge field goal analysis. Bears game. Oh, you mentioned Texans. Okay, well, let's stay with this Texans Steelers. Over 3.5 made field goals in the Texans Steelers game.
Yeah, Todd's always saying that. What he says? Steelers love threes. They love kicking field goals, 4th and 2.
Yeah,
and that's what Fairbairn does for Houston. He is averaging 2.5 field goals.
Yeah.
A game.
Yeah. Two very good kickers.
I got two very conservative coaches that like their threes, so over 3.5 field goals in the Steelers game. Yes.
Okay. About the Bears and the Packers. Steelers, Texans, obviously, Monday night. Bears, Packers is the nightcap tomorrow night. Colston Loveland, 4+ receptions.
Oh my goodness. So this is such a good bet, I think, because like he got targeted as the rookie tight end 13 and 10 times. Is that good? The last two games, what's going on with the Bears wide receivers? So Odunze is injured, right?
Yeah.
Moore is all banged up. So both these dudes, if they play, they're not going to get many targets. So more of the same. I expect Loveland is going to be the man. And I think he only got 3 against the Packers last game, but like one of them, like he was in the end zone. They didn't give him the touchdown. He should have gotten 4. So 4+ receptions for Loveland for the Bears.
All right. One more from Steve Fezzik, once again, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. For wild card weekend, you have a 4th play. What's that one?
So we're going to go longest field goal. This is at DraftKings. We're going to take Little and Jacksonville. So Jacksonville +100 to have longest field goal. Ties lose. So if there are no field goals or if they both kick a 46-yarder, I lose. So I got one guy, Little, that can hit from 70. He's like a field goal kicking mule.
Yeah.
Check out the movie. 1976. The other guy, Buffalo's kicker is Prater. He's like 50 years old.
Questionable
hamstring injury. So I got a guy 40+
old. I thought it was a quad. Either way.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is a quad.
Yeah.
So he's got a leg injury. He's on the wrong side of 40. Any 4th and 4 from the 36-yard line, Josh Allen is running a quarterback draw. They're not kicking.
Matthew Wright signed to the practice squad in case Prater can't go. Did you aggregate that from the numbers game field goal segment?
And you think I don't listen to you.
I didn't say that. And then Jaguars to score first versus the Bills?
Yes. So it's not a lock that Jacksonville is going to start with the ball. However, if the Bills win the coin toss, which I hope they do, they should defer. If Jacksonville wins the coin toss, can't figure it out. It's too complicated. I don't know when they take. Sometimes they take the ball. Sometimes they can't.
Okay. Think he wasn't going to come with picks? There you go. He's got 5 of them. Coming back with more Fezzik on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander. Kelly's behind the glass because it's Fezzik Fridays. Kelly will join us here momentarily. But Stevie's in his chair. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Dr. Van Nostrad, which I'm reminded is a Seinfeld character, the dermatologist that Cosmo Kramer played. He says, so I had a theory that Venables was the real great coach at Clemson. Once he left, you see what happened. Feel the same about Johnson on the Bears now that Campbell seemed to struggle this year without him. 20-1 on the Bears for the Super Bowl. Thoughts? Worth a shot? 20-1 on the Bears. What do you think about that?
Total fugazi the first 9 weeks of the year. Playing much better. Not a good bet, though. Mechanical parlay, pay a lot more.
I would agree. Brosec 1870. Is Fezzik a Steven? If so, is it a V or a PH? Could explain a lot, especially on Twitter. That's Brosec 1870, University of Illinois, Cocoa Pebbles, he says.
The V. Steven. Or Steve. Either way.
All right. Jason McKinney. If Mike McDonald doesn't win Coach of the Year, I keep thinking I'm going to hear Kelly quote Office Space and say, Michael McDonald was a good name until that no-talent A-clown came along. Van Keno.
Michael Bolton.
That's the greatest. That's one of the movies I had never heard of it. I happened to turn to whatever movie channel it was at the time in the opening credits, you know, when he was in line in his car with the hip hop on, and then he rolled up. I couldn't look away.
If you've never seen the movie, one of the greatest scenes of all time is when he's meeting with the consultants that are canning 10% of the workforce.
Yeah.
And he says, well, what do you do? And he's like, well, I have someone put my jacket down like I've arrived, but I don't actually get there until a good half hour after the workday starts. And over the course of a week, actual work, maybe I do about 45 minutes.
Tell us more. That was kind of the reaction. Van Keto, my family and friends enter Millions and Survivor as a group and have a contest within the group. Had my son entered his own entry in Circa, he would have finished second outright for the booby. I know it's ifs and buts, but it's still a great contest. See you next week. And then this one I want to address, and this is a good one to throw at you. Bullet Godfrey. It's our buddy Carl Sack. He says, hey, Gil, ask Fez if the game has passed Carl Sack by, or does he expect a turnaround by the guru? What he's referring to is that Carl Sack, who's maybe the greatest NBA bettor I've ever witnessed in my life, is really having a tough go early in the season. Your thoughts on that?
Variance. More than likely, complete variance. The best example I can give is, like, I had 5 years of my service where I was plus 250 units, all right? And then last year, at one point, I'm down 120 units. Oh, I finish
no,
up.
No one ever mentioned that, Steve.
Down 90 units. Anyway. And yet, all of a sudden, somehow, Fezzik didn't have dementia. He didn't have Alzheimer's when he was 60. But when he hit 62... then he's completely washed up, and look no further than the results. So go read. Doesn't have to be variance. You actually could fall off the cliff, but I doubt it. In Carl's case, and he'll bounce back. Read Don Schlesinger's Blackjack Attack. He talks about a blackjack team. Players A, B, C, and D are given strict guidelines on exactly how to card count, what to bet, what games to play. All right. At the end of the year, player A is up like 300,000, but player D is down 150,000, and player C is like dead even. And the problem was player C was way too conservative, didn't get the money out like he was supposed to. Player D was, you know, playing very poorly, drinking the night before. Player A, you know, played spot on, and that's why he was the very best. And then at the end of the chapter, Schlesinger says, just kidding. It's a complete computer simulation. They all played perfectly. That's just variance.
That's just variance. Great, great analogy right there. Okay, let us discuss, or let you discuss here, the myth that you shouldn't bet more on playoff games versus, and the Super Bowl versus the regular season.
This one drives me crazy. Right, people are like, you shouldn't bet more on a Chicago-Green Bay playoff game than you should if they were just playing in the Sunday morning normal early start time window. Au contraire, you should be betting way more money on these games for several reasons. One, with the standalone game concept, you're not laying minus 110. Now you're not even laying minus 105. Inevitably, there'll be a place like the MGM that'll deal at like minus 104, or the South Point will deal at minus 105, and the betting exchanges, the market will have so much liquidity just on the side and total, you'll be able to lay like minus 101 in each direction if you have an opinion, not to mention the second factor, the prop menu will be so greatly expanded. You'll have no problem being able to bet on field goal kickers and length of field goals and things like that. Stuff that really is not, especially in Vegas, not nearly as widely available. So famously, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl's the greatest example.
Yeah. Rufus Peabody bets $2 million on every Super Bowl, all right? Do you think Rufus is betting $2 million on a Miami-New England game on October morning? And Rufus is like one of the best bettors in the world. So probably, you know, you should be looking to bet more on these biggest standalone games.
We had Andy Molitor on earlier in the week, our buddy, half of the Deep Dive podcast, which he does with Drew Densick. And he was up there in Millions as well. And he flew to Vegas doing his hedging stuff. You had a reaction to that, which I thought was very Fezzikian.
So great job by Drew and Andrew. Fantastic run. Very knowledgeable guys. But just, I think this is a lesson for all of us to learn. You know why? You get by with the help of your friends. And so this is an example where, you don't know Andy very well, but like Drew, I'm sure if he just texted you, hey, Gil, I want to get a $10,000 hedge bet on Baltimore. Can you help me out? You know, Andy's flying out, but he's distracted. He doesn't have the outs and the like.
We've all done it many times for our friends.
Easy peasy. If I was like, I'm in Antarctica. I'm about to lose cell phone coverage. It's like, Bill, help me out. Can you get me 10 dimes on Baltimore? Best number you can get me. Bang, bingo, bongo. And just having that network of people. Heck, I'm sure if I could send it to Will Hill, he'd take care of me. It's like having people that could just, you know, be who have multiple accounts and contacts. So if they can't help you, they got someone who can help you.
You're 100% right about this. I do wonder if this is a way too close to the sun thing, though, in terms of this is so normal for us, right, being immersed in this. But like most people, you would agree, just don't have that kind of, you know, direct line to people.
100%. So like, by example, so Jeff Benson does a great job, said like with Survivor, he's like, oh, we just had a $750,000 hedge bet come in on Green Bay against Minnesota on the money line plus 350. And I'm thinking to myself, plus 350, I'd give them plus 400. And they bet like plus 12.5 when they could have had 13.5. And it's just, but you know what? They're not used to being in that position. I have a ticket broker that I help out. And like sometimes he says, Steve, if there's a game 6 or a game 7, I'm going to make $50,000 extra dollars. I'm going to fly out to Vegas and hedge, you know, this. And I'm like, I'll take care of you, you know, and I'll work together. So try to like expand your network is the lesson for all of us to help you.
A few more things. Let's get to the first two quick because I want to save the last one for the most time here. The age-old advice you give, don't do too many sports in handicapping.
Yeah, so pick a couple college basketball conferences or pick the NBA. Don't try to follow all these college basketball teams and NBA. Hey, you know, Allen Boston's not retiring on a beach right now, and he's like one of the greatest college basketball bettors ever. Well, he's following 365 teams. I mean, I would imagine if he just picked like four conferences, you know, I'm sure his winning percentage would have gone up. Yes.
Specialize. Whether it's sport by sport or within a sport.
Exactly.
And then you haven't brought this up in a long time, but your favorite thing is tip your room attendants, as you call them.
Oh, the hardest working people that are invisible. Like people like, oh, I'm a big man and this pretty waitress and I'll give her a 20. And then they stay in a room and they're cleaning up their, you know what?
Yeah.
And they leave and they don't even leave like a $5 bill. Come on. Tip your room attendant.
Room attendant, by the way, Stevie goes with. Very nice.
It's documented in the book Super Casino. They say room, when the Luxor opened up, they're not maids, they're room attendants.
Okay. Here's the final one, and this is what I'm the most excited about because you tipped me off on this before. You says you have an NFL betting strategy, I believe you said strategy, that will make everyone become a much, much better gambler, and you said you would reveal it on the show today.
Spot on. This is a losing strategy, but it's going to make you so much better at what you do. You're skeptical.
Say what?
It's a little late this week, so starting next week, I want you to bet every NFL side and total, just $10, all right? But you got to bet both sides, equal amounts, all right? So think about this. You have a San Francisco Eagle game. All of a sudden, you're like, you're going to become maniacal on the line moves. You're going to be following this so closely, and inevitably, you're going to pick up on, oh, I should get me, like Kelly, laid the 3 early in the betting cycle with Philly, or lay 3.5 reduced, and then we're going to come back, and we might get a plus 6 right at post. We're going to get the plus 3.5 on Pittsburgh. We're going to get the Houston minus 2.5 at close. You're like, you're going to be constantly following the marketplace and following the numbers because you know the only possible chance you have of winning is to be maniacal and follow it 24/7. So you'll become so good at predicting line moves when you have to bet both sides.
Versus conversely, you could middle yourself the opposite, right? The opposite of this would be to play it the extreme poor way.
Well, the easy way is to say it's probably not going to matter with the number and I'll just smoke dope all week and I'll just wander in and bet Pittsburgh at plus 3 minus 118 right before the games kick off.
I like that. That's good. That's good advice right there. Because you will become, to use your words, maniacal about line moves and then maybe get better at predicting them.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a...
You won't win, but you'll get so much better. And you'll pick up on stuff like, oh, they always bet Buffalo. They love Buffalo. There's certain teams, you know, the marketplace, the money just keeps coming in on.
Did you used to do this back in the day? Was this how you...
I would say the number one thing that I invented more than anyone else was getting the very best of the number. Like, I'm the one exception to the rule. I won the first year I started seriously sports betting. There was no learning curve because I knew get great numbers and you win. Parlay cards, stale numbers.
Steve Fezzik, everybody. Fezzik Fridays on a numbers game.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. And right now, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Don't wait. Spend $129, get 2 pounds of wings, and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase required. See site for details. I thought Crack was going to jump through the screen and eat those wings yesterday. He would love to.
Yeah, it looked delicious. And once again, grilled wings over fried every time.
You got a lot of support on that take.
I did, yes.
Now, what were you just telling me off air?
What? That we have a special video for you?
Yes.
Well, you always say I'm so much more than a producer.
That's correct.
So I decided to boot out Larry and Darnell out of the director chair and direct one of the Fezzik segments.
Oh, no.
So I think there's some video of it. Are we ready to go, fellas?
There it is. 10 on standby. Sot 2 on standby.
Just yelling out nonsense.
You have no idea what you're saying.
Good, Gil Tight shot up.
See, Gil Tight shots up.
Graphic number 237 on standby. We're going live. Two shot up.
Look at you.
Live look at the V's in control room.
Kelly's right. Kelly Bidlin does it all. I have no idea if he's actually doing anything right there.
I changed the cameras. I actually changed the cameras. Yeah. Right. They allowed me to do that.
You look like you know what you're doing.
I mean, I've been around enough professional directors like Larry Beard, Darnell Glenn back there.
What did Larry do while you were doing that?
Larry was out of the room. When he re-entered the room, I think he was terrified at whatever was going
Get
on.
Get out of my chair.
And then I got a big bravo because he was dying laughing about me. See, me and him, we're old dudes in the business, right? So he was dying laughing about how I kept using old TV terms that like nobody, we definitely don't use around here. At least. I don't know if anybody uses a period anymore.
A period. I said, I don't know any of this. It's amazing we stayed on air. Give Kelly a round of applause, everybody.
Just me? No.
Just you. Lance Schaefer, little listener-on-listener conversation. He goes, I'm a die-hardy Bears fan, responding to the other guy who had a 20-1 shot on the Bears. He says, but they need a dominant pass rusher and additional D-line help to be a true contender to win it all. 20-1 is throwing money away, he says. All right. Smutkilla said, I was on the fence about smoking dope all week, but based on Fezzik's advice, I've jumped the shark.
Well, what was Fezzik's advice?
Oh, what was it that, how did that come up again? Oh, I was like, oh, we were talking about, oh, doing the exercise of playing both sides of the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it was about, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, here are the bets made this week, or at least today and this week, depending on who we're talking about. Here are mine. I was on Miami last night. That's the old winner.
Cha-ching.
Miami -2.5 is what I bought it down to versus Ole Miss. And somehow Miami dominates the box score and barely gets home. Tonight, I bet Indiana at the worst of it earlier in the week. I also bet them again at -3. So -4 and -3 extra juice on the Hoosiers tonight versus Oregon in college football. Pros? Man, I'm betting a lot. Bears -1 versus the Packers. More of just a hunch. I just feel like the Bears magic carpet ride continues for one more week in that weather. Monongai, big game for the Bears. I'm on the Jags versus the Bills. That was the most surprising line on Monday morning. Immediately bet the Jaguars -108. That's where it is right now. Niners +3.5. I got the worst of that at the Eagles. And the one that I'm looking forward to the most, Chargers +3.5 at the Patriots. And sprinkle me, Mac, on the Chargers +161 at the Patriots as well in the National Football League. Plus, I have the Hoosiers 10-1 to win it all. Do not forget.
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir.
All right, for me, nothing tonight. It was a good NBA stretch this week, man. It was really good until last
good
night.
For you.
Mavericks lost.
Sorry.
That sucked. But it was a good 5-0 on the show this week,
They're a frustrating team, aren't they, the Mavs?
Dude, really frustrating. Yeah. I've stayed away from them. We had Drew and a couple guys went on Tuesday. They were betting them in Sacramento. I stayed away. I'm like, I don't know. And they didn't cover. And I got pulled in by that spot, that old spot last night against the Jazz. Didn't work out. All right, NFL for me this week, Packers-Jags in a teaser and Bears-Jags in a teaser. I expect the Packers-Bears game to be close, so hopefully those both get home. And the
By
Jags
the way,
take
be,
care
be,
of business.
Be price sensitive on the teasers. When we talk about teasers, a lot of us have outs that have -120 still. I even have one out that's still -110 on me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But don't go crazy. If you're betting at a shop that's charging way more than this,
yeah, 140. I got a text from Lou Finicaro, but he saw these on the site and he's like, "Where are you getting 125 at?" So Caesars in town is the only one that's even 125 these days here in Vegas. Like you said, well, I got another out, I get 120, but he doesn't have the lines up as quick. So Caesars is where I'm jumping to quickly with the teasers on opens. Jags money line, even money. Eagles laid three. All of these were on open. 115 on the Eagles there. Jalen Hurts, I brought this up earlier, did just bet this morning. Hurts over his rushing yards of 31.5. And Texans laid three with them on Monday night. Guess I'm up against some of the best around on that one, Gil.
Oppo Bob.
Oppo Rufus, Oppo Bob.
Rufus is on the Steelers too? Oh, yeah, they said that.
They both said the same thing. They made Pittsburgh a one-point foam favorite.
That's right. Wes Reynolds following Indiana around the country. He's got the Hoosiers on the money line tonight versus Oregon, trying to get his Hoosiers to the national championship game. Chargers plus 3.5 of the Patriots. Wes and I are simpatico on that one. And he's on the under in the Rams-Panthers game, under 46.5. The one that kicks it all off in wildcard weekend tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon-ish. Shouldn't say morning. First of the two. Zach Cohen, three sports. Marta Kostyuk, plus 112 versus Jesse Pegula. Kostyuk coming off wins against both Anissa Mova and Andreva. She's on fire early in the season. Taking on Jesse Pegula. College football, he's on Indiana laying the points tonight. He's right between me with the minus 3.5 versus Oregon. And then the NBA tonight, he's on the Sixers money line versus the Magic. And the Blazers, Denny Avdia on the Blazers, plus 7.5 versus the Rockets. That's from Zach. Dr. Bob, as we mentioned, Steelers plus 3 versus the Texans. That was his play of the week. Gave an impassioned diatribe about that one. And then Fezzik, moments ago, Stevie, Colston Loveland, 4+ receptions in the Bears game. Jags to score first versus the Bills, also in the Jags game. Jags to kick the longest field goal. Even money versus the Bills. That's a good bet, man. Cam Little versus the Prater-Wright combo, whoever's going to kick for the Bills. He's on the Steelers plus 3 versus the Texans, his aggregation play of the week. And then he's on the Texans-Steelers over 3.5 made field goals, talking about Fairbairn and Boswell in that one.
I saw a Prater probable earlier, but like I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that means the same thing with kickers as it does with like alignment. You know what I mean?
It's sort of a you can or you can't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. There you go. All the bets on today's show and throughout the week, right here on A Numbers Game. Can we close out by? Can I ask you a? You know, we've been talking betting all week, as we always do. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a sports talk radio question for Wildcard Weekend? Which, I don't even know how to phrase it, if I should say team or coach or player. I'll leave that open-ended. Who's got the most to lose this weekend? Let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Sean McDermott's probably...
I was going to... If the Bills lose, does Sean McDermott have the most to lose as a person, as a coach?
Yeah, I think unfortunately... I think it's unfortunate because I don't think it's very fair. I think Josh Allen will catch a lot of criticism if he loses that game, but...
In the Lamar Jackson category of never getting to the promised land?
Look, I would have said probably the same thing 2 months ago, right? If you told me the playoffs were starting, the Bills were in it, and there was no Chiefs, Bengals, or Ravens...
You don't have the Mahomes barrier.
Yeah, Josh Allen, you don't have an excuse. Unfortunately, I think he has an excuse. Like, I think his foot's messed up. I think his defense sucks. And I think you're running into the Jaguars at a real, real bad time. But guess what? It's not like Josh Allen's going to lose his job. He might catch a lot of heat for it on shows like this, but he's not losing his job. Sean McDermott could.
Yeah, Sean McDermott could. The outcome of that game, no matter what it is going to result in either comment. It's going to be like, Bills can never get to the big one. Or the Jags. Oh, there they are. Those are the Jags.
I'll give you two others.
Okay.
That I think this one would be next. Eagles lose Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has a bad game and the Eagles loss. Oh, man, does that situation get a lot worse from some of the stuff we saw throughout the season.
Meaning what? That they will say what about him?
Well, there was a lot of questions about what was going on in locker rooms and conversations, and there were reports about there being division in the locker room and kind of everybody up against Hurts and everything. So I don't know.
It's amazing. One could get ugly. It's amazing, though, because you're only 1 year away from winning it all.
Right? It's wild. It's wild, but that's how quick things change in professional sports, right? And then, you know, I'll be the guy who keeps saying it. Maybe I'll be the only guy.
I know what's coming.
Justin Herbert, you're going to lose another playoff game? You're going to do anything ever?
Oh, man.
Because I know I'm going to see on ESPN for hours over the offseason about Dak Prescott and what can he do with these Cowboys. Justin Herbert always escapes all the criticism.
Remember, first-time playoff quarterbacks against guys who have played in the playoffs. 7-20-1 against the spread. So that applies to Drake May. That applies to Caleb Williams in these matchups. Mm-hmm. for what it's worth. Again, we're not really a trend show, but just throw that out at the end. Because I do think that's also a thing, right?
Yeah.
If Caleb Williams loses, if Drake, particularly if Drake May and the Patriots lose, immediately it's going to be, people are going to view schedules, right, sacredly moving forward. Like, oh, turns out they really do mean something mm-hmm. once you actually get popped in the mouth by somebody. Anyway, just an interesting, we could ask the same question next week about the Broncos and the Seahawks and Sam Darnold and all that stuff. But I think you're right. Buffalo and Sean McDermott's top of that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. For the negatives.
We've done all we can do. Kelly Bidlin doing it all day. Multidimensional. Prop Points with John Hansen is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.